Good morning, Masechet Gittin Daf Kaf Zayin. We're starting on the Amud New Mishnah. So maybe get va'avad himenu. So a person brings a get, right? We're talking about over here a situation that it's a shaliach. Shaliach brings a get and he loses the get. Metzola altar kasher. If he finds it immediately, we'll see just now in the Gemara what immediately means. If he finds it immediately, so still kosher. We just lost it for momentarily, and then he finds it, no problem. Vim lo, vim lav, pasu. And if he doesn't find it, it takes a while to find this get, it's pasu. Then the Mishnah says like this, Mitzo'o b'chafisa. Right? Chafisa, v'yeh Rashi, is the kli. He says, not only is the kli, v'yeh siman b'kli shushlo. He can identify the kli. In other words, it's an identifiable vessel. Chafisa, o b'dluskema. So Rashi says over here, b'chafisa is kli, there's a likute Rashi, dluskema, which is a Rashi in Moed Katan. So they say dluskema is a taska. So Rashi on the roof, he quotes there, he says an aron. It's like a box or something a bit bigger than a regular kli. I think there's different types of kalim. Ima kiro kasher. So if he finds it in a kli, some sort of vessel, a box or a purse or whatever the case, then he can recognize it. Makiro, okay. Look at Rashi. Makiro kasher. Milta banpei nafshayu. He says these are different things. He says it's not all one big sentence, says Rashi. It says ve'o ketani. It's not metzo b'chafisa or b'dluksuma im makiro kasher. He says b'chafisa or b'dluksuma. Right? So he says o b'chafisa or b'dluksuma. Then o she makiro. Even if, or he can identify it. Va'afilu metzo'o b'chom makom kasher. So it's not that he found it, like I said originally, right? In the kli, and he recognizes the kli. But it's three options here. He finds it in a kli, or in a box, or he finds it anywhere, but he can recognize the shtar. Okay? That's what Rashi points out over here. Then it would be kasher. The Gemara brings a brighter, it's a bit of a stira to this Mishnah. V'raminu, we've got a stira. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah of Yom Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Chet. Matza gite nashim, person found a get of a woman, or shichur avadim, or a shtar, which is belonged like to release an eved, a daitiki, or matanot. So what's daitiki? But Rashi tells us what's daitiki. Daitiki stands for da tehe lemekam, right? It's an acronym for a tzavat shchiv mera, Rashi says over here. A person who's on his deathbed, and he gives instructions. So datiki is da, that to hear to make. I want that to be established as follows. Da te to make, that's datiki. Or a matanot. Matanot Rashi says is a matanat bari. That's from a healthy person. Or shovarin, or he finds receipts. Right? Areze lo yachsir. There, so in our Mishnah said, I maybe get the value, and if you find it immediately, you can return it. Then we said, if not, you can't return it. If you found it in a box or in a kli, or you can identify it, you can't, it's kosher. This bright in Bava Metzia says that if you found all these things, you can't return them. Right? They're lo yachzir. Right? Look at Rashi. Lo lebaav, lo leisha. You can't give it neither to the husband, neither to the wife, because it's a get to either party. Right? V'chein shichur. And so to the eved, you can't give it him or to his master. V'chein could all these things. And Rashi says, I mean, the tali time of b'shani omer, because I'm going to come up in a moment. What's the reason? Shani omer, because we can say, k'tuvin hayu. Originally, whichever party to this agreement wrote it, either the husband giving a get, or the master releasing an eved, or the death guy on his deathbed giving a gift, or a healthy person giving a gift, whatever the case is, the nimlach and change his mind, should only deny, decided not to give it to them. So therefore, if that's the case, look back in Rashi, with the tali tama b'shar omer b'shani omer etc. Shmainan mina. What do we learn from that? The im amar haba, that if the person says tnula shani ketav tivla. Notnin v'lo chayshinan d'shem ha'en oze. Okay, that's what Rashi says. We see back in our Mishnah. In other words, because our assumption is that maybe the guy changed his mind, right? If he says back in the word now, Omer, tnu, give it to her. Notnin, we give it. And here comes the kashin our Mishnah, v'afilu lizman meruba. And our Mishnah said, what? Maybe get v'avad himenu mitza'o le'altar kasher v'im lav pasu. Our Mishnah says, when can you give it back? If you found it immediately. And I said, we'll see that on the Gemara, what immediately means. Right? Exactly how we define immediately and what's the long term. But the Mishnah in Bava Metzia says, then you can give it back if they say tnu. And the Gemara understands, right? It's very important. The Mishnah doesn't say v'afilu zman meruba. The Mishnah says v'nim lachanen shlo tnu ha'amut tnu notnin. And then we learn, we deduce from that v'afilu zman meruba. And that's the kasha. Now we're going to see this kasha is identified with Rabbah. Okay, we'll see this belongs to Rabbah. V'amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, lo kasha, there's no problem between these two kashti, the Mishnah and the Braita. Why? Kan b'makom shasharot mitzuyot, kan makom shanasharot mitzuyot. What's the story? The place where we said that you can't give it back unless you give it back immediately, that is when the convoy is traveling up and down. Right? Makom shasharot mitzuyot. Look at Rashi. Pasu. Why is it pasu? Shema me'ubarim v'shavim acherim nafal. Me'ubarim v'shavim acherim nafal. Because what if there's a lot of traffic? Tachana Merkazit, the central bus station. Thousands of people are passing through there every single day. Anybody could have lost that get or that document or whatever the case was. So therefore, what are the chances that the guy who lost it is here now? Hardly any chances. In the case of that, we say it's pasu. Right? The Kadmakom Shansha, what's our Mishnah according to Rabbah in Bava Metzia, who says even Afilu Zman, where we understood it to be Afilu Acharei Zman Meruba, right? When there aren't Shayarot, and therefore the chances are it's a sleepy town, no one comes, no one goes, the same people are there. Like imagine like these old movies, like you know, where you go basically a little outpost and who comes there? Nobody. So if a get was found lying on the floor, the chance of the guy who dropped it still in town because there hasn't been a new guy arriving in town for the last 3 weeks. Now the Gemara, now Rabbah, adds another rider to his comments. So the first thing is that in order for it to be pasul, has to be shayarot mitzuyot. That's a place where convoys travel up and down. He says, now, va'afilu makom shayarot mitzuyot, even in such a place where there's traffic, where we think that it might not be anybody who's around and it's changing people all the time, we still only say pasul. If the name on that get, we know that there are two people. You open up the phone book and you see Shimon Cohen, 10 Shimon Cohens. Then we got a problem. But if you open up the phone book and there's one Shimon Cohen, even though Shairot Mutsuyot, no problem whatsoever, we say the star is kosher. So we see we need two Tnaim, right? Shnei Tnaim. We're going to see that coming up. Rashi's going to mention that. He's actually going to mention the two Tnaim. Remember that, two times. Shairot Mitzuyot, there's traffic, convoys, people coming up and down, and there are people who got the same name. De'i lo taimachi, he says, if you don't say that, if you don't say, look, Rashi, de'lo pasio rabbe elebe mitzuyot v'uchzaku, if you don't say that Rashi needs, that rabbe needs these two conditions, right? Then Rashi says, kasha, the problem is still within rabbe. Why? Kasha of a rabbe, de'hahi, dahu gita de'ishtakach be'edina de'ravuna. There was a get that was lost that turned up in the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna. Rashi says, Beit Din Shehuva Sham Lekaimu Beit Din. A star was brought to Rav Huna's Beit Din. Remember, Huna was the gadol, right? And we're going to see Rabbah and Rav Chisda, just to put things in context, Rabbah and Rav Chisda were Talmid, were colleagues. They were chavrutas or friends. And they were both Talmidim of Rav Huna. Okay? Remember that. Rabbah and Rav Chisda were both Talmid of Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is the Beit Din over here. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. It's in his Beit Din. Rashi says over here, Shehuva Sham Lekamu Beit Din. V'chatuv bo hen pek v'nafam izeh v'hu tova v'lo chzuku shlev zeh ben Shimon bot ha'ir. And now the star gets lost and they confound it. And there aren't two B'nai Yosefs in the same ear. Okay, there aren't two in the same ear. V'avaketiv bei b'shviri matad al rachis nahara. And the address on the star said in Shviri, this place called Shviri, which is, where's that? It's on the Rachis Nahara, the mountain by the river, whatever the case is. Va'amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, wait a second, we can't give the star back to anybody. Not sure who lost it here. Why? Choshashin, the Shnei Shviri. Because maybe, just like this comes from Shviri, there could be two Shviris. How do you know that this guy's, that is from this Shviri, maybe from another Shviri? Right, look at Rashi. Choshashin, the Shnei Shviri. V'shema lo zehu shnafam izeh. Maybe it's not the guy that we know from Shviri. It's somebody else from another Shviri. He lost it. Obviously, we have to be called Shviri the Arachis Nahara, right? You have to have two different names. Two towns are both called Shviri the Nachash Hara, because if it's just Shviri, and this is Shviri the Nachash Arachis Nahara, and that's Shviri, I don't know, the Arachis Tumbaktu, they won't be the same places. So when he says we choshet to two Shviris,
We mean two shviris, the rachas nehira. V'amal Rav Chisda the rabbi. So what Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda now was rabbi's chavurta, right? He was his friend. So he says to Rabbi, he says, listen, Rabbi, puk va'ayinva, go look into this halacha. Why? Because he knows what's happening over here, right? Rav Huna's the Abbaitin. He's got his serious top talmidei chachamim. When an issue arises, he calls on them for their research. So he says, Rav Chisda to Rabbi, listen, Rabbi, go quick, look at why. Because the urta, later this evening, when Rav Huna's finished his day, ba'ilah minach, right, Rav Huna, Rav Huna's going to ask you what the halacha is. What do we know about this? Comes to Rabbi, he's a prime student. So nafik dak v'ashkach, he went and did a bit of research, went into the Beit Midrash, opened up some Sfarim. Asked him, what did he find? He found a Mishnah. Right, there's also a Mishnah in Baba Batra. It says, Kol ma'ase beitin, areze yachzir. It says, Kol ma'ase beitin. What do you mean, Kol? Remember, we discussed that a shtar get is a ma'ase beitin, remember? We discussed this whole concept of a ma'ase beitin, or a shtar becomes a ma'ase beitin, etc. And if we discussed the principle of ma'ase beitin. He says, Kol ma'ase beitin, look at Rashi. Hamotzei shtar mekuyam beitin. You signed a shtar that's already been attested to, verified in a beitin. There you don't have to worry about people having lost it and changed their minds, etc. Because who brings a star to come and get that star authenticated in Beit Din? For example, a malveh has already given the money away, and the loveh gave him the star. And he's got the star, and the deal's been done already. Why has he got the star? Because the Loveh gave back to him, so now the Malveh can claim the money if he has to. And what's his concern, the Balabait, that maybe the Adim will die? So he comes to Beit Din to get the star attested, that we're no longer reliant on the Adim. If the Adim die, my star is a valid star, the Beit Din have agreed, and when I want to claim my money back, I'm going to start looking for my Adim. So the Hava Amina here is, that if a star has already been past the stage of just Eidut, and it's got a kium of Beitin on it, it means that it's a star that nobody wanted to change their mind on. It wasn't a star that you were going to lend money to a guy and you changed your mind and put it back in your pocket and it fell on the floor. It's a star you lent the money with, it's now back in your hand, you went to Beitin. So that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, listen, if there's a star that's already had kium, then we aren't worried about Nimlach, and therefore you can give it back. Right? Nothing, he says, the Kol Ma'aseh Beitin, he's a Yachzir. V'ha Beitin at Rav Huna. And this is Rav Huna's Beit Din. Look at Rashi. Yutrichin lo ledin ulora. People, this is a place of Beit Din. Ubaim sham ukapashi drabe de yachzi. Rav Huna says, therefore, you can give it back. Rashi says, wash ba minam mishum de lo huchzeku shnei Yosefu to the shnei shvir lo chashinan. Rav says, we aren't worried about this concept over here of two shviris. What's our real concern? Our real concern is, are there two Yosef and Shimons? That's assumed that's a gal neshtar. And we aren't worried about that. So now remember, Rabbi said two shtnaim. Rabbi said one tnai is that it mustn't be a place of shayarot mitzuyot. If there are shayarot mitzuyot, it's going to be pasul, and you can't give it back, so long as there's also two people of the same name. We need both those tnaim. And yeah, we see that Beit Din Rav Huna is a place where there were shayarot mitzuyot. People were traveling up and down. And nonetheless, Rabbi said you can give it back. Why? Because he weren't choshesh to this idea of a kapashi diachzir. So he says now, and he said, no, bro, give it back. So Alma, what was he saying? He says that if we're going to think that there are two Yosefs ben Yitzchak in the same town, then we say it's a pasul and you can't give it back. And if they aren't, they give it back. So obviously, Rabbi needed those two rules. What's the proof that Rabbi needed the two rules? Because on the one hand, it was Beit Din of Rav Huna, and it is a place of Shayot Mitzuyot Po. So the only grounds that Rabbi could say give it back is because we aren't worried about two towns. We would be worried about two people. And there obviously aren't two people who have the same name, so therefore you can give it back. Everybody with me? Right? So that's the proof that Rabbi is of the opinion we need two Tnaim. And it's not just like we saw in the Mishnah, Shayot Mitzuyot, because then it is a place of Shayot Mitzuyot, because Rav Huna's Beit Din was a place with a lot of traffic, and therefore he wouldn't have been able to give it back. It was only that. But because he also wants to know there aren't two people, if we can say that there aren't two people of the same name, we open the phone book and there's only one person by that name, no problem. Okay, so that is Rabbah.
And the Gemara says, Avad Rabba Uvda Bahu Gita. The Ishkach Bei Kitna Be Pumbedita. Kishmate. And Rav in a different situation now, not when he was a Talmid now with Rav Huna, but Mamash himself in Pumbedita, a get was found in the Bei Kitna, in the cotton fields, or the not kitten is normally not cotton, it's linen, or not linen, not flax, flax.
This is flax house.
Flax, yeah. I think kitten is normally a flax, right? So like a flax house in a bay kitten of a pumpadita. Kishmate did it accordingly to them. We're going to understand now what is this bay kitten in a moment. What do you mean kishmate? The amar tartab inan. Remember I said there actually we need two conditions. What are the two conditions? Both chayarot mitzuyot, that there's traffic, and that there's two people of the same name. Vahalo Vahakha, he says over here, Rashi says, Lo have elechada vichzulatovia. He has only one of those conditions. We're gonna see in a moment what they were. We're gonna explain in a moment what's the relevance of the flex house, right, to this whole discussion. And here comes the answer. Ikadamri, the those who say Yesh Omrim, Beduchta Hecha de Taru Kitna. It's a place, Taru, remember the Taf and the Shin interchange. So it's Sharu Kitna, where they were soaking flex. Vaf Agav the Huchzaku. And even though we opened the phone book and there were dafka two guys with the same name, who goes to a place where they soak flax? It stinks, right? The law shchichen shaita, people don't come there. So because it was two people with the same name, but it wasn't traffic, and we need both conditions, he gave it back. Ve'ikadamri, and some say, no, that's not the reason why we mentioned the flax house. It wasn't a place, beduchte de sharu, where they soaked the flax. It was beduchte de mezamne kit, that was a market. It was a place where they sell the flax. It was a warehouse. And there weren't two people with the same name. And in spite of the fact, there was traffic, he gave it back. Okay? So we've got nice, beautiful summary. We've got a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you find it immediately, you give it back. We've got a Brighter, which says, wait a second, even if you find it off, and the Brighter itself doesn't say, we understand that. So another Mishnah. Sorry, another Mishnah in Masechet Baba Metzia. And the Gemara understood that even after Zman Merubah, and Rabbi says, not a problem. When do we give it back after Zman Merubah? If there wasn't traffic, if there is traffic, we don't give it back, only immediately. And then Rabbi says, but not only do we look at the traffic, we also look and see if there are two people in the same area who could be the same name. If they've got two conditions, we don't give it back. One condition, we give it back. And the Gemara of Masi at the end, that in this Bay Kitna, the one example was that there was traffic, but there weren't two people. Other one said that there is traffic, but there weren't two people. And there we finished with Rabbah. Okay. So now, Gemara says like this. Rabbi Zaira, Rami Maditina Braita, Umashani. Gemara says Rabbi Zaira, he himself, he's got another stira on our Mishnah from a Braita. Rami Matnitin Abraita. The original question was a Mishnah Amitzia on our Mishnah. Now Rabbi Zaira has got his own kashya from a brighter to our Mishnah, and he answers it himself. So that's what he says, Rami Matnitin a brighter, the Mishnah against the brighter, Umeshani, he answers. So what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah, our Mishnah is, I maybe get with Avadi Menu, Imatsul Altar Kashavim Lav Pasu. So our Mishnah, the first line of our Mishnah, you brought a get and you found it, you lost the get, sorry. If you found it quickly, immediately, no problem with kosher. If you took a long time, not with Pasu. Veraminu. And now he quotes a brighter over here. It's a brighter in Bava Metzia, not a Mishnah Bava Metzia. What's the brighter? Matzah get isha b'shuk. You found a get of a woman in the marketplace, in the public place. Bezman shehaba al modeh. If the husband says, no problem, it's mine. Right, look at Rashi. Modeh shomer litnula. Give it to her. Yachzir le'isha. Ein abal modeh lo yachzir. If the husband doesn't agree that was his wife's get and you can give it to her, then you can't give it to her. But not only you can't give it to her, it says, lo yachzir, lo lezeh, velo lezeh. You can't give it to either of them. You can't give it back to the husband and you can't give it back to the wife. Now, why not? Look at the Rashi. Please look at this Rashi with me. Why can't you give it back to the wife or the husband? Rashi says, lo lezeh, velo lezeh. At the bottom of the Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amud. Four lines into the wide lines. He says, Leba lo yachzir, you can't give it to the husband. Why? Shema kvar natnula umimena nafal. Because he had given it to her. And who lost it? She lost it. Because she avole yado, yechazerach erem mesira. Now, what's going to happen? He's now got the get back in his hands. He's going to go find the erem mesira who saw him giving it to her. Ve'yaidu shegirsha.
and they're going to all agree that he divorced her. Because titba ketubata. Now, when she comes, where's Clav? When she comes to claim her ketubah, right? Yomar is going to say to her, what do you mean your ketubah? Pratech, I gave you your ketubah already. And what's the proof that I gave you your ketubah? Shehotzad get bebeitin. Vitznan. Because he's going to bring it, he's going to say, look, here's your get. In Beitin, here's your get. Why have I got your get? He says, Utna, we learned in the Mishnah, hotzia get. If a woman pulls out a get, any more ketubah, and she hasn't got a ketubah, she hasn't got a get, she hasn't got a ketubah, right? Go vek tubata, v'chivunu lifon, he has to pay the get, the ketubah, v'natnu li et get, give me the get, k'dei shelo tachzor v'tikbe. What's happening here? A woman comes to Beitin and says, yes, my get, but I haven't paid out my ketubah. Husband says, no problem, I'll pay you out your ketubah, but I want your get back. Why do I want your get back? So you're not going to come claim your ketubah from me again in 3 months' time or in 3 years' time. So give me back the get. And by the fact that I've got the get in my hands is proof. This is my receipt that I paid you back. Why would you give me back your get? Because I gave you your ketubah. So now if you give the husband the get back and he actually divorced the wife, he'll use that get. Oh, why have I got the get? Because I paid you your ketubah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given me back the get. But really, how did he get the get into his hands? Because she lost the get and the guy who found it gave it to the husband, had his name on it.
She would never give him back the get because he would do what he just did. He'd lie and say, I paid you your ketubah.
No, but once she's got her ketubah back, she doesn't care. I'm saying, milechatchila, how does a husband get the get back? He comes to the wife comes to her and says, pay me my ketubah. He says, no, but I'll pay you your ketubah. And he takes out his checkbook and he writes her a check, 100 million shekels. But I want your ketubah back, the get now. So that you don't come show me that I haven't paid you yet before. In other words, instead of writing a shovar, he says, give me back your get. She says, no problem, I don't need my get anymore. There's been Adim that have been the Adim Asira, there's been Kiyum Mashtar. The whole world knows. I'm already married. She's married itself. She's about to get married. She doesn't care. No one's going to challenge the marriage. She's not worried about that. He wants the get in his pocket so that she won't come and claim the ketubah back on his get. She gives him back the get. Yeah, take your get. I don't need it anymore. And now she walks off with her check. And now if she comes back to Beit Din a year later and says, I want my money. He says, what do you mean want your money? Here's you gave me back your get. Why would you give me back your get if I didn't give you the money in the first place? And everyone says, you're right. So that's the story of the year. Now let's go backtrack. He hasn't given her the money. And the get gets lost. And now the shaliach finds the get and gives it to the husband. So now when she does come and claim her money, he'll say, what is your money? Why would you give me back your get if you didn't give you your money already? Get out of here. So that's why we don't give the husband back the get. On the other hand, he says, v'la'isha lo yachzir. And we don't give it to the woman either. Why? Because maybe he didn't want to give her the get. Maybe it was a case of Nimlach, he had changed his mind, and they're not divorced. And if we give her the get, Shemetina Sevo, she'll use the get. You gotta get married. She'll run in bed. She'll say, I want to marry my new husband. And they'll say, what do you mean? You're not divorced. Of course I'm divorced. Yeah, my get. Why would I have a get if I wasn't divorced? So Miman Afshach, we can't trust either party. So it says over here, Rabbi Zaira, the Mishnah, the Brighter tells us. And about mode, lo yachzir, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. But now,
where's the Karen in the second case? Where's the Eidei Mesirah?
In which case? In the second, in the woman's case?
Yeah. Why don't they hand it back to the woman? Because if the woman, if the husband hasn't given it to the woman, you'll say the woman will just use the get and say, my husband divorced me. But where's the Eidei Mesirah?
Okay, so she goes up to another town and no one knows her there. And she says, it was given to me in that town. But look, I've got my get. Why would I walk around without a get? Well, I want to walk out with the get. But I'm saying she'll tell the Beit Din that I've got my get. And there were Adam and Sarah died in that town. And the Adam have died between now and then. And 2 years have passed between the time of the get or whatever the case was.
Yeah, but hold on, doesn't contradict
this. Obviously, if we're able to bring all proofs and establish things, you're right. Let's not ruin the story, okay? No, okay. What I'm saying is, this is, they're questioning in both directions, right? Because of the same thing, the woman come and bring Adim, that her husband never paid her back the get, and she could bring Adim, that she could find the shaliach who said he found the get in the marketplace, and bring Adim to say he found it, and Adim who saw him giving it to the husband. With Adim, we can do everything. But the bottom line is, the brighter in Baba Metzia says, as a basis, right, before negotiations, as a default for the shaliach, when he finds the get, what do you do with the get? If the husband says, yes, it was my get, I gave it to my wife, no problem, I'll give it back to her, you can give it back to her. If the husband starts refuting and saying, no, I didn't give it to her, The shaliach just says, listen, I'm not getting into this mess over here. It gets staying with me. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. Now, obviously, if it really was a get, the woman will start bringing Aidim, will go to Beit Din, will start fighting to get that get out of the shaliach's hands. And if it isn't a get, then the husband will start bringing Aidim, will go to Beit Din and start fighting if it isn't a get. But we're not discussing that. That's stage number two. Our question just now is the default position at the moment. If the shaliach finds the get, what does he do with the get? Says the brayta, if the husband agrees, give it back to the woman. If he doesn't agree, keep it for yourself. Okay? And now, but remember, our Mishnah said that if you found it immediately, you give it back. If you didn't find it immediately, you don't give it back. The brayta in Bava Metzia says that if he says you can have it, give it back. And if he says it's not hers, don't give it to anybody. However, Bizman says there's a diuk over here. Right? Now this is a diuk. This isn't the brayta again. This is a diuk from the brayta. Bizman shabal modeh miat yachzi leisha. If the husband says it was hers, no problem. Vafilu lizman meruba. And it appears from the brayta that there's no time limit on it. So that's the stira that Rabbi Zeira wants to quote from the brayta in Bava Metzia. That there seems to be a stira over there. That there, what's the concern of the brayta in Bava Metzia? Whether the husband says yes or no. But if he says yes, doesn't matter if it took 6 months. And our Mishnah says clearly, Hamitzor get, right? So maybe get Vavadi Menu, Mitzao la altar kasher. Lost it immediately. If you found it immediately. If you didn't find it immediately, no. And yeah, it seems to imply that even if it was a long period of time, right? That's the Kashi Umashani. And now Rabbi Zairi himself answers, so what's the answer? Kan b'makom sharot mitzuyot. Kan b'makom she'ein asharot mitzuyot. He gives exactly the same answer as Rabbi gave in the previous stira. He says it would depend if there's traffic or if there's no traffic. When do we say immediately in our Mishnah? When there's lots of traffic. And what's our brayta talking about in Bava Metzia? When there is a lot of traffic, and therefore there's no problem. Now, the question is, does Rabbi Zeira also agree with Rabbi's second condition? Because remember, there were two conditions. Rabbi said the one condition was traffic. Other condition was that huchzak, that there are two people of the same name. If we haven't got a chazoka, that there are two people with the same name, that even if there's traffic, we don't care. So the Gemara answers that. It says, Ikad Amri Vush Ruchzaku, who the Loli had ever had a rabbi, Vikad Amri Avagad Ruchzaku, Loli had a big rabbi. So there are two opinions, Yesh Omrim, that he agrees with the rabbi, and Yesh Omrim, that he argues with the rabbi. He says, even one condition is already good enough. Okay? So that's the Ikad Amri Vush Ruchzaku, that there are two people, and that's when you don't give it back, and that's exactly like rabbi, and he agrees with the rabbi. And Ikad Amri, even if there aren't Ruchzaku, there aren't two people of the same name, still Loli had, you don't give it back. Upligad Rabbi. In this case, we say Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Acholek. Now look where the halacha is, by the way. Afagav de lo huchzaku lo lihader upligad Rabbi. Right? That seems to be the halacha. Quickly, somebody give me a halacha, because then it fits in with our stance. Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi was mentioned first. Rabbi Zeira comes second. And the halacha is like Rabbi Zeira. Even shelo huchzaku, we still don't give upligad Rabbi. Anybody got a halacha there? Just by the way, I discussed with Rabbi Baruch this morning. I asked him off the shul this morning about this that we've been discussing, that the machloket, etc., etc. I said it makes sense in the sense that there is a klal in halacha. We have, for example, in the Shulchan Aruch, if there's a yesh omrim and a yesh omrim, the halacha is like the yesh omrim batra. If the Shulchan Aruch, in psika halacha, he says in the shas, they also is something like it, but he's also going to look into it. He sort of identified with the concept, but he's not sure if we can say that it's actually a klal. But anyhow, but here, anybody can find aloha yet? Steve, Michael, anybody with a stanzas? Nobody got aloha? Okay, let's carry on. Tell us if you find aloha. Okay, so that is the question. Now the Gemara turns to ask another question. The question is, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, why did Rabbi Zeira have to bring his own brayta to challenge the Mishnah and give the same answers as Rabbah? Why could he just rely on the first Mishnah that the Gemara brought and agree with Rabbah? Or don't agree with Rabbah? And the machlok with him could have been, instead of telling or bringing a whole new brighter to challenge the Mishnah, just say, Rabbah, I don't agree with you on the two Tnaim. You could have said, Ikad Amri, that he agrees with Rabbah on both the Tnaim, And Ikedam, there's also Yeshua in that Rabbi Zaira is cholek with Rabbah, and you don't need to have Shayarot and Huchsuku. It's good enough if you've got Shayarot only. Everybody with me? Right. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloma de Rabbah lo amar Rabbi Zaira. We understand why Rabbah didn't use Rabbi Zaira's brighter. Look at Rashi, says over the second one line, Rashi, the right at the top. Bishloma de Rabbah de Shani Lael Shanuya Didei Atarte Matnitin. We understand why Rava gave his whole thesis around the steer between two Mishnahs, a Mishnah here and a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, right? Why? And Lo Amar Rabbi Zaira, who used a Mishnah and a Braita. Why? Look, the Gemara says that Matnitin Alima Lei Lakshuye, because a Mishnah is stronger, Alima, got more force than a Braita, right? Look at the Rashi, the very last wide lines. The Kesalke Datach, he says, the Inu Raminu Adade, Umatnitin Ikarmi Brighter. And a Mishnah is more relevant than a Brighter. Now there's a Rashi over here, which comes from Bava Metzia, where Rashi says, the Matnitin Alimelei Lakshuye. Obviously, Rabbi Shum, the Ikar, the Mishnah is Ikar. We're more surprised when two Mishnahs contradict one another. And there we have to try and work out a way to resolve an apparent contradiction between two Mishnahs. Right? Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote both Mishnahs. So why did he write the one to understand that it's immediate, it's only its kosher, and the other Mishnah implies that even if it's not immediate, it's kosher? That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. There, that has to do it. But a brighter. But when it comes to brighters, Yesh Lomar, Ein Ayikar. It's not really bothering us so much. Why? Rabbi Lo Shana. Rabbi Chia Minayin Lo. Rabbi never wrote the second Mishnah. So Rabbi Chia wrote that brighter. And he's got an opinion. Okay, so we've got to find out why Rabbi Chia said what he said. But it's not really such a problem for us to try and resolve it. And that's why Rabbi didn't worry about that brighter. And Rabbi was concerned about it. Because it makes sense. Two Mishnahs. So there, we've got to find a solution. But what's our real Kasha? And Rabbi Zaira. My time, Elo Amar Karaba. Why did Rabbi Zaira run to find a brighter? To compare a brighter to a Mishnah? Exactly like we explained a moment ago. The brighter was written by Rabbi Chia, the Mishnah was written by Rabbi. So they contradict each other. So Rabbi felt like this, and Rabbi Chia felt like that. We've got to go now try and resolve and reconcile. Why? Why did Rabbi Zaira just stick to Rabbi and stick with that? And like I said, if he's got a machlok with Rabbi, whether we need two or one tonight, argue on the point itself. The Gemara says, Amarlach, Rabbi Zaira could answer you. Remember, Amarlach, Rabbi Zaira wasn't yet, right? The Gemara is discussing now post-fact. We know this is Rabbi Zaira and Rabbi. So why would Rabbi Zaira have done this? The Gemara says, Rabbi Zaira, Amarlach, Mi ketani im amartnu notnin vafilu lezman meruba? He says, how do we... What? Sorry? He says, how do we know even because... Look, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara, when the Gemara of Raminu Matzah get, etc., and he found this get to the Shechur Avadim, the Tatik, the Matnot, the Shavarim, etc., Lo Yachzi, why? Because I would say that the guy changed his mind. Ah, but if he said give, then give. Afilu's Mamaruba. He says, well, how do you know that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Zaira says, really is talking about after a lot of time? Right? He says, Miketani imamar tnu notin afilos b'amaruba. Maybe not. Deal me imamar tnu notin kede kaibel an altar. Maybe that Mishnah is exactly the same as our Mishnah. When do we say that you can give back the star or the eved or whatever the case was if you found it immediately? Like Rebbe wrote in the Mishnah. Why are you assuming that you creating a stirrer between two Mishnahs? It's not written in the Mishnah, give it back even after the time. It was a diuk. So says Rabbi Zaira, why do you assume a diuk like that? You're creating a stira. Right? Look at Rashi. Exactly like we passed in Klomar, Vadai al Korchin ha amar tnu notnin, daikinan minay minetale time benim lakalayen. Elelizman merube miyeched diakt. We understand that you might be concerned. You said Shema Yomru, you might say the guy changed his mind. That we can understand. But where do you get it from that it was also after a long period of time? But with a brighter,
He says, well, the brighter, that's Vadai Kashia. Because the brighter says, Ditani Yachzir Leisha. He says, there, the brighter that Rabbi Zaira brought, the brighter, look at the brighter. On the previous Amud, at the bottom, I maybe get Amar Vavare Menu Imatsura Takashir, Vim La Pasu. Raminu, what's that? Our Mishnah. What's the brighter? Matzaki Nishtar B'Shuk B'Shabal Modeh Yachzir Leisha. If the husband agrees, give back to the Isha. Look at the deal that Rabbi Zaira makes of here. Look at the Rashi. Ve'ila Altar, and if our brighter is talking about immediately, V'Habal Modeh Sapshita. We don't need a brighter to tell me that. Obviously, if I found something now, and as I found it, the husband says, "Yeah, no problem. Ah, it's mine. Dropped it in my pocket. It's my wife. Give it to my wife. Give it to my wife." Then you give it to me. We don't need a brighter to tell me that. There's no chidush in the altar, in the husband admitting immediately. The whole chidush is the husband agreed 3 months later. Otherwise, there's no chidush. Right? You got it? Because, yeah, the husband admitted, modeh, give it back. And if he's agreeing right now, then what do you mean? Obviously, like, oh, husband says to me, I give my wife, this is my get. And he said to the husband, we found the get on the floor this morning. Yeah, I gave it to my wife yesterday. Give it to her. I don't know, brighter to tell me that. Either the wife won't take it or she will take it. Or the husband won't give it or he will give it. Once he agrees to give it and she takes it, everyone's going to argue with that. So that's what he says. He says, why do you assume that in the Mishnah, brother Metzia, that it meant altar, I mean, after Zman Meruba. There, you don't have to say it that way. But here, in our case, no chidush, unless the bride is talking about after a whole period of time. So that is why Rabbi Zaira doesn't use Rabbi's example. Now, the Gemara brings another possibility, a third answer. We've got the one case in our Mishnah was Rabbi on the Mishnah Rabbi Metzia. The second case was the bright one of Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Yerme says something different. He says, "Kagon de kamre aidim me'olam lo chatamnu el alget echad Joseph ben Shimon." He says over here, look at Rashi. Rabbi Yerme says, "Lo matnitin kashia velo brighti kashia." He says, neither is the Mishnah, the second Mishnah of Rabbi Metzia, kashia, a steer to our Mishnah, and neither is the bright that Rabbi Zaira brought a steer to our Mishnah. Why? They're all talking about when it was over a longer period of time. And what's the problem? He says, because in all these cases, right, the Eidim said, the Eidim was signed on the get said, Molam lo chatam la get echad shel shem ze, voto chatamnu leish ze hatovo. Because the Eidim, who were on the get, said, no, we signed that get. And we have never signed a get for anybody else by that name. Because what are we concerned about? Maybe the same people who want a get, and the same Adim, with the same names, I mean. They're two Shimon, Yosef and Shimons, right? And both of them got divorced to Rachel ben, I don't know, ben Lavan, and Bat Lavan, and was Lavan, Rachel's Lavan, or was Rachel's Lavan's daughter? Yes, right? And they both got divorced to Rachel Bat Lavan's, and the Adim were Chaim ben Yaakov, and Moshe ben David, and both, and on the new get, which is also Yosef ben Shimon and Rachel ben Lavan, and the Adim's are Chaim ben Yaakov and Moshe ben Shimon. Right? And the Adim, once the Adim tell us that they've never signed a get like it, that is what Rabbi Yirmiah says. What's the chidush? There's no chidush over here. We don't need a mishta either, a bright or that. That's just pashut. Someone says, no. There is a chidush. Why? Mahudat. What would we have had? We might have thought lechush dilmitrame shema keshema v'edim v'edim. Because maybe we would have thought that we've got to go start panicking, and we find a star. Then maybe these edim didn't sign on a get with anybody else's name. Maybe other edim did sign on a get with people's names and the same names as these edim, and these aren't the edim, but the other edim are the same name as these edim signed on a get with other people's names. And if we're going to start worrying about every possibility in the world. I don't want to say Jackie Mason again, right? Because it will become cliched. But exactly, end of ourself. So that's what he says, right? We don't worry about that. So that's why says Rabbi Yirmiah, don't bring me these brighters and these whole stories. We don't worry about that. We're talking here about Adam. Ravashi says, another example. Ravashi's got a fourth one. He says, Kagon de Ka'amar. Says, look at Rashi here. Kagon de Ka'amar hai shaliach shavdo nekev yesh betzad ot plonit. He says, for example, when this shaliach who lost the get, he says, Nekesh Mot Plonit, Tahavelei Siman Muvak. He's got a very, very, very distinct sign in the get. In other words, that can't be confused with another get. Like on the Ot Dalet, right at the top of the husband's name, his name is David. On the second Dalet of his name, there's a hole right through the middle of the chupchik on the top of the Dalet. And you look at the star and you see, yes, on the Dalet, David, on the second Dalet of his name, there's a hole in the chupchik of the Dalet. Now that's not going to happen on every other get. Right? That'll be a Siman Muvak. Right? Vadafka, he says, but Sad Ot Plonit, Avale Siman Muvak. Aval Nekev Almelo. And says over here, Rashi, that so long as it's a mamash, it's a Siman Muvak, an absolute sign. It's not just, it doesn't say there's a hole in the get, because lots of getting could have a hole in them. But he tells you exactly where the get, the hole is, and how big the hole is, and etc., etc., etc. Right? So why? So what's the chiddush over here? It was what Rashi telling us. Because Rav Ashi, and why do we need to have dafka siman muvhak? Because the word says, Mesap Kedai, he himself, Rav Ashi, is concerned. Right? Let's also go remember about Metzia. E simanin e doraita e drabana. Or simanim doraita or drabana. Right? Now, what's the difference they see manim doraita or drabana? Look at Rashi, the long Rashi over here. It's the last Rashi of the narrow lines. It's like about 12 lines up there, lines. Long Rashi. Let's go through it very quickly. It's like this. Siman Doraita Rabbanan. Ha daminam ba'elu mitzion ibav mitzia. Sha machzirin aveda b'simani. We said you can return a lot article based on signs. V'yibayilei ananat. And the question we asked there, are those signs Doraita or Rabbanan? And Rav Ashi Nami, Mesap, Rav Ashi himself is concerned, not sure. He's not sure if simanim or Doraita Rabbanan. Hilchach v'isur eshet ish. When it comes to isur eshet ish, which is a series, not like Mamonot or something. Yeah, it's eshet ish, which is a series, isur Doraita. Based on that sign now, you're gonna validate that get or not validate that get, or allow that get to be used or not allow that get to be used. Lo samchin asimanim alma. You don't rely on stamma siman. Why? Because dilma simanim adu rabbana, etc., etc. I don't get all the thing of simanim over here. But here he says that if it's a siman like that, a siman muvak, then you can use it. Now the Gemara means a maase. Rabbi Bar Bachana irkas la get to b'midrasha. Rabbi Bar Bachana himself lost a get in the bad midrash. Right, he was a shaliach and he lost the get. And Amar, and he now says to the guys who can find them, maybe they found the get. He says, he already finds the get. He says, Isimani itla begave, if you're looking for a siman, right, Isimana itli begave, I've got a siman. Itviot, if you're asking me if a tviot inner, right, tviot inner means that your ability to identify, to recognize it, itli begave osa, I've got, I can give you signs of how I can recognize the get. Right, Rashi says over here, "Begai simane beitu de itiavle chu iti begave simane ibetvur ina beitu dehadru leyai iti tvur inya shenatati enai bo ad chani makriya fe belo shum." I said, "I can only, can I give you simanim? I can even describe the style of the writing and the length of the letters and the page and the layout. I paid tremendous attention to this get. I can give you any. I can explain to you that this is a get lost any way you want." Ahudru niyale, they go back to him. So Amar, he says to himself now, he says, Lo yadani imishum simana adura. If they go back, because I brought that to bring a siman muvak, which like what Rav Ashi said. Vukasavre simanim doraita. Maybe this is proof over here now that simanim are doraita. Right? Because Rashi says he didn't actually bring a siman muvak. And he even just brought a siman da'alma. And because simanim are doraita, therefore we allowed it even a siman. Imishum tviot ina. Because it was my ability to recognize that star. And now he's also got another safek over here, Rabbi Bar Bachana. Did they rely on my tviut ina? Dafke tzur b'mit rabbanu k'zot tamid chochem, or even I finish ina ba'almelo ve'im la pasul. Not sure. Do I rely on a guy's ability to give a good explanation of the star? It was not a siman, but tviut ina, describing it because of tamid chochem or not. He wasn't sure about all those things. Okay, now we got a brighter. Now I said at the very beginning of the shir, they're going to describe in the Gemara later on, or at least have opinions, what is la'altar? What does it mean that if you found the get now? What's the time frame for la'altar? Why doesn't it say within 18 minutes of it being lost? I don't know, that's what you don't know when it was lost, right? But so we're going to try and find an objective measure of what do we say la'altar? Because la'altar would mean you can use the star, and not la'altar means you can't use the star, correct? So now what does it mean la'altar? That's what Gemara says, but I'm going to write what isn't called now? Like, in other words, what's too long already to be considered immediately, and therefore you can't use the star? Rabbi Nathan Omer, he says, you waited long enough that a convoy came, right? A convoy came,
שתבוא שלא כרשי, שיעור שתוכל לעבור שיירה שם ולחנות. It was the time it would take for a convoy to arrive and to settle. So if you waited the length of time that it would take from you found it and you held it and you had it until a new convoy could come and settle, then that's not called la'altar. Because now it's all new people and anybody else could have lost it. I'm not exactly sure when you start counting from, to be honest. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omek, that she had damo med v'roeh shelo avar sham adam. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that the time he stood there to make sure nobody else walked past in the meantime. V'yesh omim shelo shaha adam sham. And somebody says that the time that nobody else hung around there. Now Rabbi omek, now what is this time we're speaking about? V'yesh omim shelo shaha sham adam. That in itself is a machloket. Rabbi omek that ichtov et aget. This is the time that how long did he have to stand there for? The time it took to write the get. And Rabbi Yitzchak omek that ichtov. Rabbi Yitzchak is the time it was taken to read the get. And achayim omim kedal ichtovo velikrotov. Even a longer period, right? Long enough that he would have had to write it and read it. Va'afidu shaha v'yesh po simanim. He says that even if a person, it was this period of time, however long it was, to write it or to read it or to do both, if at the end of the day there were simanim on the get, so then me'idim alav, we can use those simanim. Rashi says la'achshiro. To Amrei, because why do we know that? Nekev, the Gemara brings aloha yalamase, nekev yesh bo betzad ot plonit, right? Because the nekev, if it's a particular sign, right? Ve'ein me'idim al siman ha'aguf, and it's so that we could use that particular sign, that sign muvhak. But the Mishnah there says, ve'ein me'idim al siman ha'aguf, we don't use like distinguishing characteristics of the star itself. Rashi says, for example, she'll get like the length or if it was long or short. That's not a discerning factor. He says, because Rashi says there are lots of starot, some are long, some are short. So you just 50% of the chance you're going to be right. You say, it's a long get. Okay, well, 50% of the chance it was a long get. 50% of the chance it was a right get. So 50% of the chance you were right. We don't rely on that. Right now, the same Mishnah says Mitzor Kashur Bekis Barnaki. If you found it wrapped up like in a pouch or in a wallet or in a box or something, and Rashi says Umakir Dakis Barnaki, and you recognize the actual box itself, Ube Tabat was wrapped up in a ring, tied up in a ring, or Shem Mitzor Ben Kelav, or if you found it in your house, Rashi says, right amongst your possessions, Afilu Zman Meruba, right Kasher, it would be long enough. Now I want to get up to the Mishnah. We're going to end up over here.